All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, October 8th of 2024. And looking ahead, it is NHL opening night tonight. We have a three-game slate starting up in about 30 minutes here. And then we also have a two-game MLB slate starting in about an hour here. So plenty of DFS action coming at you very, very soon. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord, wanting to get access to that channel, there was a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. We also have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern today, where I bring users' builds up live on stream, giving them personalized feedback and advice about things that I think they can do differently in their build. So I had a big long show yesterday. We have plenty of people still today to get caught up with. So it should be another fun one. All right, let's get SaberSim up and let's jump into some questions. We had a few questions come in the Discord. They were kind of all a little bit bug related as to like what was going on. So I responded to those users directly. But aside from those comments, we don't have any questions to start with here in the Discord. So we are going to do a build demo for NHL, right? In case you guys don't know this, I'm not an NHL expert. So this is good, right? Like, hey, you know, I want to check out NHL. I want to get started. You know, I want to start playing this season. I want to dabble early in the season when, you know, there's a little bit more excitement. Prize pools are bigger, things like that, right? You know, I would be coming at this the exact same way. So what I would do here is just kind of understand what's going on. So the check marks indicate that the goalies have been confirmed. Okay. It does not have anything to do with lines specifically. So you could also see this in the status column, right? Goalies confirmed. There can be line changes up to, you know, less than 15 minutes before a match actually starts here. So kind of be aware of those things. We do our best to capture that information. NHL reporting isn't great. This posting links to tweets that they see and different things like that. So we always appreciate people helping out with that kind of stuff. But we do our best to capture any and all line changes. Now, from there, you know, as far as projection adjustments go, anything like that, you know, I don't have that background here for NHL. So I'm just going to do the minimum required two adjustments. And I'm going to let this rip, right? Something you can do here just to kind of get a sense of what you should expect to see. Click the gear icon and then just come in and look at the default sliders. So, you know, correlation is important in hockey, but on a three-game slate, it's not going to be as drastic as if this was like a, you know, 14 game slate or something like that. So you'll see correlation come up as the number of games on the slate increases, but still here at three games, you know, SaberSim is saying, hey, let's have a little bit of extra correlation aside from the play-by-play sims, what they give naturally. And let's run a high sim diversity, right? So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick off my lineup. It's going to leave minimax salary default. I think it's okay to use a stacking rule if you want, right? Forcing in some line stacks or things like that. Like we have one where it's like must be on the same EV or power play line, you know, coming in here like, hey, use at least three, must be on the same even strength or power play line. You can adjust the lines, whatever you want. You know, I think that's like fine if you want to do something like that. But if you're like, I don't even know what that means. You know, I'm not that familiar with hockey. Like, you don't need to do anything, right? We are going to stack for you. So now I'm in the post build, right? I can come in here, and I'm just going to do this as if I'm using SaberScore for this demo. So I come in here, right? Just come in, look at my stacks. Like, you know, exactly what we're saying, right? We're still getting a lot of stacks, 5-2s, 4-2s, 4-2-2, 4-3, 5-6 stack. That's like three players, two lines from the same team. And then, you know, three players per line. That's what a six stack is. And then, you know, every lineup at least has a three stack, which is good to see right out of the gate, right? So stacking looks good. Now it's just going to come down to managing risk, right? And making decisions about what I want to see in my lineups. And obviously to do that, well, we need to know what the leverages look like, right? So let's move some columns around. Okay. What can we do here? Just creating some additional space. Come on. All right. Edit. Status. Let's unpin. Can I unpin it? Can't get the status column to move by itself. So let's come in here and drag it. This is another way to move columns around. All right. So I've seen something weird here. Just going to make a note to our team. Can't move status column in table by dragging or via edit columns menu. Anytime you guys run into something like this, quick note to our team, helps us to fix that for the future. And let's move this one. This should probably work. Perfect. So now I got my exposures, my leverages. Just kind of want to see where my biggest stands are on the slate, right? If I'm using SaberScore, then I'm mostly relying on average projection here. So with SaberScore, right, two things come to mind. One is I don't want to lose too much projection. And two, I kind of want to try and stay in the top like 25 to 50% of my pool here with the lineups I'm using. So 20 lineups, I'm going to start increasing my uniques, right? And it's going to be really common in NHL to increase spin uniques and keep the same top lineups, because NHL player pools are like really big. And with the way that we're building lineups with the Sims, you're going to get to like some pretty diverse sets of lineups, and ownership is usually spread out. So three game slate, not a great example, but on these bigger slates, you're going to see very, very spread out ownership. All right. So we started with at one unique, average projection was 92.9. At four uniques, average projection is 92.1. And our last lineup in our set is now lineup 40, down from lineup 20. So we're going a little bit further in our pool as we go here, but I don't think we've dropped that much projection, and I'm pretty happy with how the exposures are starting to flatten out. We can just see how our player pool is changing, right? So our top exposure was 80% and then 65, and then we had 42 players in our player pool. At mini uniques of 5, we're up to 55 players in our player pool, and our top exposures are 50%, right? So we can see we're getting more spread out, but we're not dropping that much in average projection to do that, right? It's a balance. All right. So at mini unique of 5, we are at 92.2, which is like down 0.7 projection across our set of 20 lineups. But then at mini unique of 6, we drop down to 91.5. This would probably be too much for me. You know, I don't love to see that additional, you know, getting down like 1.5 points total and taking like a big jump, like 0.7. So I'd probably stick at 5. And then now I'd go back to 5. I'm like, okay, let's just come in here and again, check to make sure my leverages are good, right? So then now I would come in here and just check like ownership and like pool exposure, right? So I basically said like something I'll do is, you know, I'll look at my leverages, and I'm trying to stay somewhere in like 2-3x a player's ownership for my exposure here. But so what I'll do is I'll check the ownership first. Okay, 12%, 3 times is like 36. Okay, but what about their pool exposure, right? As like a secondary check, and the pool exposure is higher. So this is right within 2 to 3x. 50% is, because this would be like 40 to 60. So I'm fine with it. But this is the way I like to judge it, right? You don't have to do this. You can also sort by leverage and just to get those top plays up here and kind of make some determinations about them. But in general, at least for me, when somebody's pool exposure is higher than their ownership, I'm willing to be closer to that like 3x range. So the fact that, Matthew Tkachuk, I don't know exactly, has 60% ownership, 30% pool, 45% exposure, that looks good to me, right? So if it was opposite, then I'd be a little bit worried, but it is not, and I'm happy with what I'm seeing. So leverages look good on the positive leverage side. You could also inversely sort, right, and see who your player's biggest stands are against, right? Maybe you're going to see someone in here and you're like, you know what? I never want to fade that player like this much. If you know a little bit more about the sport, maybe you want to manage your negative leverage risk, right? You could do that too. So all in all, where we ended up here, down 0.7 average projection, Minionique's up from 1 to 5, which is a pretty good trade-off in diversity, I think. We've lowered exposure significantly, still have good leverage, still taking some stands here. Player pool has increased. We're only at lineup 79 out of 500, so still well within the top 50% of our pool here. And I think this is good, right? So I would be comfortable submitting these lineups. And then basically what I would do is come in the next day and say, hey, you know, how did my lineups do? You know, how did the top scoring sim ROI players do? And come basically just, you know, start reviewing lineups, right? Like, hey, what did they do different? What can I improve? What can I learn from them? You know, kind of taking this like model, mimic, and master approach and just start to iterate on my NHL process. And then I would be writing the steps I'm doing down every day. And then that way I could write down new things that come up and not forget the old things that I've been doing, right? So writing things down, super, super important as well. And then just having a consistent process that you can objectively review. Brian said, why no contest sim? Instead, you are using SaberScore. Yeah, I mean, sometimes people say like, hey, you know, I'm not using contest sims, or I don't have them, you know, does it work the same for SaberScore? So every once in a while, I like to mix in a SaberScore example, but in the simplest version, you know, contest sims are just a way of getting additional sorting metrics, right? You are running the contest sim and then you're coming in and changing your sorting metrics. So the contest sim tool gives you access to better sorting metrics. And even if you don't have a contest loaded up here, right, you just go to the contest tab. And you can just open one, right? So go in here, right-click on a contest sim, and you can create a custom one. And then you can just, if you just save it, it'll just say whatever the bucket ownership is. We have a bucket ownership now for NHL, which is super cool, something we haven't had in the past. But yeah, that's what I would be doing here, right? So I think this is super good. And I would feel like I had competitive, well-balanced set of lineups. So hope that helps. All right. And looks like we are all caught up with questions here. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I know that you guys have lineups to build, NHL and MLB, all starting within the hour here. So good luck to all of you. I will see you all at the Build Review Show at 5 p.m. Eastern. So until then, take care. Thanks. Bye.